live from the List Track Recording Studio. This is Email Marketing Today. Here are your hosts, Ross, Matt, and Brent.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Email Marketing Today. This is episode number 27, and we have Ross and Matt here in the studio today.
Hey, guys. Brent.
What's going on, Brent?
And today we're going to be talking about the five future trends here, Ross.
That's right. My labor on Labor Day this year was to come up with five future trends and for email marketing. And for anybody probably tuning into the podcast, I don't know how futuristic they are considering we've been talking about most of them forever. but I guess this would go to your regular old email marketers, future trends to think about. First one was something that we've been talking about here for the last year, which was engagement. So if you haven't been tuned in, again, not really a future trend, but just the concept of looking at your subscriber base. One of the things that I looked at was, you know, you got a typical 3% click-through rate, right? Don't look at it that way. Look at it like you've got a 97% non-click-through rate. You know, much greater opportunity. You know, that's, you know, you're doing great. You've got 3% engaged. You know how to take care of those guys. You know, let's think about the 97 people that didn't click through and think of the ways, the things that we can, or that you can do to get those people re-engaged. And the one thing that I thought about was right after our users conference last year, we did a re-engagement. We took about 1,400 people that were on our list that had not clicked through or opened or read. I forget what the engagement metric was for like 9 months or something like that. Mm-hmm. And we sent a very specific message to them. It wasn't one of our, you know, join our webinar, listen to our podcast, download any one of our hundreds of white papers, confusing, you know, we want to, you know, sort of soft sell you. It was get a demo account and you got 60 days to do it or 30 days to do it or something like that. And we got, from that engagement campaign, which was literally, it was like a postcard campaign. It's very sparse in copy. There was three links on it. Two of it was get a demo account. There's a small link, well, four, small link to listtrack.com, one link to the the unsubscribe. We got one unsubscribe. We got 27 people clicked through, or 26 people clicked through. And we got one demo account out of it. Actually, we got 26 opens, 9 clicks, and one demo. And for me, that was huge. You know, we got one demo account out of people that weren't even paying attention to us, which was really great. You know, we do this podcast every week, and we kind of got away from that. We did it once and we didn't do it again. So I guess a tip of the hat to us for doing it once and a wag of the finger for us not to continue to do it. You know, that was something I was thinking about.
So you're saying
about.
We must practice what we preach.
That's right. We need to eat our own dog food. is what we need to do. So that was the first future trend. And again, sorry if I'm insulting anyone that thinks
maybe
it
should be
not.
Back to the future.
Back to the future. But for anybody that hasn't been paying attention to email marketing and has kind of been doing the easy stuff, and that was the premise of my future trends, is that email marketing is really, it's easy to do. You know, it's pretty easy. You get your list, you get your creative, and you send out your campaign. You know, we've made it really easy. Let's face it. We've made it easy for people to do that. The opportunity rides in some of the more difficult stuff to do, you know, and it's difficult to stay disciplined to do engagement, you know. So, yeah, engagement's kind of an easy concept. Difficult to do, to implement all the time. Second future trend that I was thinking about on this Labor Day was abandonment, something that we've been talking about a bunch. You know, really going back to that internet retailer study that we did, you know, and that there's a huge opportunity within, you know, the top echelon of internet retailers to do shopping cart abandonment programs. And for those of you listening that aren't, you know, for the million, well, thousands and thousands and thousands of you that are listening that aren't in the, well, we don't have thousands of people listening.
If you count all their ears, if you count all their ears, we should be over 1,000.
Okay, there we go. Throw in the toes and fingers and then it's thousands and thousands. But for the websites out there that aren't in the Internet Retailer 500, there's lots of opportunity there. So, and I think shopping cart abandonment for most people is going to be a future trend.
Sure. And abandonment goes beyond just shopping carts. For the B2B listeners out there, there's form abandonment. There's a lot of different ways that you begin an engagement cycle with your clients and lose them. And at what point are you losing them and how do you bring them back in? And with shopping cart, you know, it's obvious you got them to that point where they put stuff in a basket and they didn't close the deal. Well, the same goes on the B2B side. You got people interested in signing up for a webinar or a conference or something and they didn't close the deal. So there's a lot of other opportunities in that abandonment space, not just, you know, don't think we're just gearing that towards the B2C and the online retailers. There's a lot of additional opportunity and tools like List Track Conductor make it a lot easier to do that.
And that's the key. Anywhere where you're actually gathering an email address, anywhere where you're picking up on an email address, think about how you can, you know, how you can re-engage those people, how you can engage the abandonment.
So that was my second future trend. My third future trend, again, not very futuristic, but really thinking beyond the, really thinking altruistically, was burying old habits and the concept that we would love to give anybody that would like one a free shovel to take it out back and bury the word blast. Take the word blast, put it in a box, take it out back and bury it.
There's quite a bit of talk on that on Twitter these days. If you search on email snobs, there's quite a number of industry guys these days.
Count me in.
Yep.
Count me in. I haven't been part of that conversation, but, you know, count me in. I think it's just good business. You know, I just think it's good business because we see the performance. You know, we see when you do segmentation that you can get rid of what I'm calling the email marketing death spiral, you know. And here's the thing, we get to see the stats, you know, I see the stats. I can log in to our clients' accounts that are doing batch and blast and seeing them start at 6% and over a click-through rate and over a year end up somewhere around 1 or 2 percent click-through rate, because that's what it gets you. Call me a snob or call me a visionary, but batch and blast, you know, and the problem is we've made it so easy. And even when done really bad, it still gets some results. You know, you send enough email to people and you get a 1% click-through rate, you're going to make some amount of money, you know, especially if you can buy your email marketing at 10 bucks a month. You know, you got to do it pretty bad to not be able to make 10 bucks.
Yeah, I'd recommend checking out the MediaPost article today by Lauren McDonald out there called Warning, Blasting May Be Harmful to Our Health. It's a great post on that exact topic. And it kind of he compares some of the terms like PR flack to email blast. And, you know, are you an email blaster? Are you a PR flack? You want to, you know, some of these terms, like, you know, it's, you have to get away from that mentality.
Yeah. I mean, we saw the same thing, same evolution on the web, you know, as the web got smarter. You know, we see technologies like Ajax, you know, for example. You know, we don't do full page refresh anymore. We don't greet our clients or our customers with a 45-second flash intro, you know, anymore, right? And in the future, we're not going to blast our customers anymore.
Or scrape sites for email addresses.
You know, and now talking about future trends, we don't have to say that. Like when we go to, like, when the chamber invites us to go to have a best practices of email marketing conference or seminar, we don't have to talk about permission. People get that. You know, I think people finally get the permission thing. They get that they have to have permission, that they can't, I think by and large, you know, just buy a list or whatever. People are starting to get that. And I think people are going to get the blasting concept, you know, get or not get the blasting thing.
Well, and a big driver of that is more and more the deliverability aspect. And the blasting concept results in two really nasties. And one of those nasties is poor deliverability, because it's going to, by and large, cause complaints and drive down your ability to get more of those messages through. And the other thing is it causes list attrition, people unsubscribing and
tuning out.
And so there's the short-term benefits, and there's a lot of talk in our industry about, you know, the short-term benefits of using bad practices to try to boost bottom line quickly end up being long-term detriments that will really impact your long-term email marketing program and strategy, and it's a lot harder to recover from.
Let me just jump in here because I just could see a whole swath of our audience tuning you out because they are the bigger list is better people that just tuned you out. They're like, oh, I can't do segmentation because I've got a list of 100,000 and, you know, now you're talking about just sending to 5,000 people. We're not saying that. Send to all 100,000, but use the data that you've collected from those people to drive the decisions of the content that you deliver to those people. So go with bigger is better, but segment your content and send them relevant communications.
So I'm going to wave the dynamic content flag.
There you go.
You know, to actually switch out the pieces of your HTML content, the blocks that are truly targeted to those segments, you're going to have a true one-to-one communication. And that's really what email marketing is all about. It's that one-to-one. And the closer you can get to true one-to-one communication, the better. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is to pay attention to your segmentation, to use that data, and to use dynamic content in order to target those pieces of content.
So all stuff we've been beating people, you know, we're kind of preaching to the choir here. You can share our message with some of your friends, which is my fourth email future trend, which is the social media interlock. And so while I was laboring on Labor Day, I was checking out how I could share my emails within my Facebook account. You know, it's a kind of a funny aside. I had a sales guy in my office and he was talking about what sales guys do to not cold call people. And because he's in sales management, he called it creative avoidance. And one of the things that I was doing on Monday was a little bit of creative avoidance and playing around in my Facebook account. And then I was like, hey, I should, you know, experiment with, you know, what social sharing looks like with an email and things like that. So I've got some really cool, you know, and this is, you know, again, not much of a future trend for the folks that live on the edge, but for kind of the wider swath of email marketers, the prospects of share with your network versus forward to a friend are so much greater with share with your network. Because forward to a friend is, you know, where it's a, you know, still great. We see some great upticks this time of year around election campaigns and things like that. People get really passionate about their views. I think somebody in the political space got a little bit too passionate last night. People get passionate, and that's when we see some of the best viral campaigns is around political, you know, elections, because, you know, the whole get out the vote and viral campaigns, that's when they really work. Then we sort of get blinders on and we forget about that for the rest of the year. And those of us that aren't in the political space kind of can't figure out how we can apply that to the brands that our customers are really passionate about. But at any rate, I'd love the concept of being able to share an email on Facebook. I got 200 friends. I share it. I put it out on my wall. All 200 of my friends can see that. Brent, you've got 200 friends. All of a sudden, we've got 400 extra brand impressions that we never had. And with forward to a friend, I don't know about you, but I'm not typing in every one of my friends' email addresses in the forward to a friend form. And I don't even think our forward to a friend form would support 200 addresses. There's probably some anti-spam thing there. So really excited about that. You know, the sharing prospect, not only become our fan on Facebook, but share the content on Facebook. And I have a feeling that we'll have a blog post or something like that with some best practices of doing that, because we've tweaked the header of our webinar invite for next Tuesday, which is going to allow people to share the content on Facebook. So pretty excited about that. You know, and I would suggest anybody to, you know, get the Facebook chicklets, get the Twitter chicklet, get the LinkedIn chicklet, and pop it on the footer of your email if you do nothing else. Quite easy to do. A lot of that code is out there and available. But what's interesting is I was looking at one of our campaigns that was sent right before Labor Day. And this particular campaign had about 9,000 clicks from about 8,000 people. Okay. It had the social media links down at the bottom. Follow us on Twitter, become our fan on Facebook, and the traditional forward to a friend. Okay. 31 clicks to Facebook, 37 clicks to Twitter, and 56 clicks to the forward to a friend. So one of the things is, even though it's really awesome and I'm really excited about the prospects for social media, they're still paling in, you know, comparison. They're still I don't think they're enough to move the needle. So if you're looking for some needle moving stuff, think about engagement and dynamic content and using data to drive the stuff. But keep your eye on social media, because I think it's got some real prospects there.
It's interesting what you see there, the difference between share with your network and follow us as a fan. I believe Chad White had done some research on this, and a lot of the bigger brands, it seemed like they were doing the follow us on Facebook, become a fan on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter. But the actual share this content with your network. So you have kind of two different options you can
yes,
go with.
Absolutely.
There.
That's a good point.
And, you know, deciding which one kind of works for you. You know, in many cases, if it's sharing this content, that's what you want to go with, is to share this with your network, an actual link to your email copy.
A great case in point. Today, I got an email from Hallmark, a contest that they're running to design your own birthday greeting card, send us a photo and a concept and the, you know, the message inside, and the best one we'll select, and we'll actually produce that greeting card and sell it in the stores. Really neat concept.
That is cool.
And yeah, that's
we should
that's
do that
what I
with
thought.
T-shirts. Oh yeah, it's already been
yeah.
thought of.
Well, and what was interesting
like
was
a bazillion times.
Yeah, they had the traditional forward to a friend link for the email, but then they had follow us, friend us, and follow us. You know, and I'm like, just like you said, Russ, I didn't want to sit there and plug. I could think of a lot of people I'd want to share that with, but I'm not going to plug all their email addresses into a forward to a friend box. I wish there was an easier way. I could have just posted it to my Facebook page. They didn't provide that to me. So guess what? That's a really big missed opportunity, because I'm not going to go and figure it out. They needed to provide me that link. And so I have a few more friends that could have really benefited from that. And they have thousands of friends that could have had a missed opportunity.
Yeah. I popped in one of the, you know, this campaign that I was talking about that launched before Labor Day, popped it onto my Facebook page. And what's cool is you can actually put a little comment in there about what you're sharing. And I just put in there, you know, nerd alert testing Facebook email integration. And it was like, I don't know, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, a whole bunch of my buddies are on there like commenting, you know, hey, Ross, you don't have to tell us, alert us that you're a nerd. You know, we already know that. But what was cool is people were talking about it, you yep. know, you know, and it was for a luxury brand. And, you know, of course, people are like, you know, yip-yapping about, you know, I don't have any money for this type of stuff. But people were talking about it, which was cool. And they saw it. So maybe we hit on a new topic for a white paper or a webinar, best practices for, you know, sharing your content, whether to follow or share with your network. Terrible acronym, by the way. What is it? SWYN.
Yes, share with your network.
Yeah, it's pretty mm-hmm. one of the world's newest worst acronyms.
SWIN.
And then, so that was my fourth future trend. And then my fifth, again, no surprise here, is test. Because everything that every word that I may utter could be completely wrong for you. And if you don't test it,
I've been arguing that fact for a while now, Russ.
It's very possible. It's very possible. Some decisions that I make as the CEO, you can't test. You have to just, you know, run in production, sure. so to speak. The good news is you can test your email marketing. And we're going to actually test on Tuesday. I want to test the pull of the Facebook logo. Yep. The efficacy, I believe, was the word yes. I used in the email I sent.
You
to
spelled
Megan.
It correctly too.
Thank you.
Kudos.
Well, thanks to the guys. Check. Thanks to the guys at Microsoft. I will beat them up for not using IE as their rendering engine, but I will tip my hat to them for a pretty darn good spell check. And that's a good thing. Good switch from Eudora to Outlook.
Absolutely.
There was some good news on that front, by the way, just as kind of a side note on the effort to get the word out to the Microsoft team. They took all of the photos from everyone that tweeted about this, and they made a photo that they sent over to
a big mosaic. Yeah,
yeah, big mosaic. And they sent that over to Microsoft. And Microsoft actually hung that up on the wall and did a little post about it and said that, you know, they're paying attention. And some of the employees actually set up their own site, which is a vote up, vote down type site, where of course that is the biggest, most popular vote right now going is in order to improve rendering in Outlook.
Yeah. So well, I'm looking forward to the big sign out. By the Microsoft corporate sign, you know, the big poster that they take out there where it says, we've integrated IE as the default browser in Outlook. So that's when I'll be happy.
Yep. And that's fixoutlook.org, by the way, if you want to actually see that and see the post and see it actually hanging up in the office. They've got a link out to the Microsoft post on that.
So what's really cool about your future trends is that none of them are trends, and what Brent had mentioned
back
is that
to the future.
The back to the future concept is very correct, but I think what's truly the trend is that people are gonna get it. The trend is these are the five major things we've been talking about for years in this industry, and I think the trend is they're gonna start to get it, and they have to. I mean, as email marketers, you have to with the changing landscape, and to be really effective, you've got to get on board with these things, and now's the time to do it. So the technology is making it easier to do. You know, it's a lot easier to do a lot of these things that Ross is talking about. And so over time, you know, a lot of these things have been talked about in conferences that I've been going to for years and years and years. And it's like, why do we keep talking about the same thing over and over again? Because people just either haven't gotten it, haven't had the right tool set, and now they're figuring it out. And the social side is definitely a new piece, and you're going to see that continue to grow. And the concept of integrating that data and that buzz and that community awareness and integrating that data and mining some data out of that aspect to help bolster your segmentation and your email marketing is going to definitely be a big piece of that. But yeah, absolutely, Russ. Those are all things that we look forward to seeing really roll out of email marketers this year.
Woohoo! Let's do it.
So Matt, end of the month, you'll be rolling out here to shop.org, correct? And September 21st to the 23rd?
Yep. I'll be out at shop.org, walking around, like I said before, with some goodies. We got them all labeled up and ready to go, and be back for a little bit up to New York City after that for the WWD. And that's a day trip after
that. October 1st.
Yep, October 1st. And after that, we'll be out in San Diego at the DMA show, and looking forward to seeing a lot of our friends and customers out there, and hopefully meet some additional new prospects and continue to beat the email horn and toot the email horn and get people on board with it. But yeah, there's a lot of opportunity to sit down, and I love to talk about the industry. I love to talk about everything email marketing. So if you have any questions, either about ListTrack or the industry in general, you know, track me down. Let me know you're going to be out there. I'll make some time for you, and we'll chat.
And looks like September 16th, we have another webinar coming up with Billy Joe War, entitled Social Media Needs Email. That's from 1 to 2 on September 16th, and you can register for that out on our website.
And that's she's with Lawrence and Schiller, and they're a really great agency. They handle a lot of stuff for some tourism boards and whatnot, and have a real good message and do some real effective messaging for their clients. And so it'll be a really good webinar.
Great. Well, thanks a lot, guys. Russ, thanks for your report there on our future trends.
Right on.
And we'll talk to you all next time.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.